Back to court today for former President Trump following yesterday's opening arguments in his New York criminal trial. Mr. Trump insists it's part of a Biden-coordinated plot to keep him off the campaign trail.
I should be in Florida now. I should be in a lot of different places right now campaigning, and I'm sitting here. And this will go on for a long time. It's very unfair what's going on.
Prosecutors claim Mr. Trump illegally tried to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. The defense says trying to win an election is called democracy, and there's nothing illegal about it. At issue is a non-disclosure agreement involving a payment to a woman to keep quiet about potentially damaging information. The Trump team says it did not involve campaign funds and, again, broke no laws. Now it's New York University seeing big anti-Israel protests, with numerous demonstrators arrested last night. Demonstrations at Columbia University have ignited controversy over a police presence on the campus. The NYPD's Michael Gerber says although the campus is private property, officers will respond.
If there's a crime in progress, if someone's in danger, as with any private property, we're going to go in.
Protests elsewhere, including at the University of Michigan, Yale, UC Berkeley, UNC, and MIT. Also at SRNNews.com, an Arizona judge declaring a mistrial in the case of rancher George Allen Kelly, accused of the 2023 fatal shooting of a Mexican man on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. Primary day in Pennsylvania, helping set the lineup for a high-stakes U.S. Senate race between Democrat incumbent Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick. The contest will help decide control of the Senate next year. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 38 points. NASDAQ futures 49 points higher. This is SRN News. A warning about Sudan.
More than 150 churches have been destroyed or heavily damaged over the past year as a civil war rages in that mostly Muslim country. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has issued a report stating that both the government and the rebels are targeting Christians and their houses of worship. The commission points out that under international law, combatants are obliged to avoid attacking religious sites. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Passover is taking place this week, but for many Israelis, it's hard to celebrate an occasion focused on freedom when some Israelis are still held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Anti-Semitism is also on the rise around the globe. The Anti-Defamation League says it tallied nearly 9,000 incidents of anti-Semitic assault, harassment, and vandalism across the U.S. in 2023. That would be up 140% from 2022. This is SRN News. Matt Ryan, one of the most successful quarterbacks of the modern era, is calling it a career.
Ryan officially announced his retirement from the NFL after putting up Hall of Fame-worthy numbers over his long career with the Atlanta Falcons, but coming up short of a Super Bowl championship. His decision to retire was not a surprise, given the quarterback had not played since a disappointing season with the Indianapolis Colts in 2022. The former number three overall pick out of Boston College threw for 62,792 yards and 381 touchdowns over his 15-year career, spent mostly as the face of the Falcons during the most successful era in franchise history. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Chicago Bears set to announce plans for a state-of-the-art publicly owned enclosed stadium, a stadium to be located in the city's museum campus near Lake Michigan. More details at srnnews.com.